This weekend, New Hampshire Episcopalians are set to choose a successor to retiring Bishop Gene Robinson. Robinson's election in 2003 as the first openly gay Episcopal bishop created worldwide headlines and controversy between the church and the Anglican Communion. Lisa Wangsness covers religion for the Boston Globe, and she joins us now to talk about this election. Lisa, welcome.
Thanks. Hi, Brady.
How has the Episcopal Church fared in New Hampshire while Gene Robinson has been its bishop?
Well, like all mainline congregations right now, the Episcopal Church is suffering an overall decline in membership. I think the last year they actually saw a slight bump, and, you know, it's been up and down a little bit the last couple of years, but New Hampshire is a really small state. On an average Sunday, 4,100 people attend Episcopal churches throughout the state, so a tiny number, and they see the bishop as basically a big pastor for this sort of statewide congregation, I guess. They are interested in somebody who can be there for them, help them grow. That's an important job the next bishop will have to undertake.
And there are three candidates in this election. What do we know about these three?
That's right. The first one is Penny Bridges. She is the rector of St. Francis Episcopal Church in Great Falls, Virginia. She actually used to live in Manchester, New Hampshire, and for 9 years attended an Episcopal church there, which is where she sort of felt called to the ministry and then went to Yale Divinity School. The second candidate is A. Robert Hirschfeld. He's the rector of Grace Episcopal Church in Amherst, Massachusetts. One of the interesting things about him was, I think it was 2006, he decided that he would stop presiding at marriages of any kind, sort of in protest of the Episcopal Church's then pause on blessing gay marriages. The third candidate is Bill Rich, who is director of Christian formation at Trinity Church in Boston, which basically means he's in charge of education for this big Episcopal church in the heart of downtown Boston in Copley Square. And Rich is a married gay man. He has a PhD in religion and psychology.
And then how will the church select one of these three candidates?
About 200 electors will gather at St. Paul's Church in Concord for the election, which takes place in the context of a service with full communion. About 80 of the electors are clergy. The others are lay delegates from the parishes. They vote by secret ballot. The winner has to have a majority among both the clergy and the lay people voting separately. If there isn't a majority, then they go back and have another ballot, and sometimes it takes many ballots. The winner of the election has to be given the consent of the general convention of all of the whole church in America, because bishops serve the whole church, not just their own diocese. If that happens, the bishop will be consecrated in August and then installed in January, which is when Gene Robinson is scheduled to retire.
You said this election is largely going to be based on local issues, but in the broader Episcopal Church and the Anglican Communion, these big social issues are still going to be playing a role. So where are they likely to go going forward?
That's kind of two separate questions. The Anglican Communion is the worldwide Anglican church, and it's anyone's guess what's going to happen there. I mean, there is no resolution on issues that are divisive within the communion. As far as the Episcopal Church is concerned, and that is the American province of the Anglican Communion, the Episcopal Church in 2009 agreed to approve gay bishops and sort of gave the okay for the blessing of gay unions. And in fact, this summer, the General Convention, every 3 years, the Episcopal Church meets to discuss a host of issues. And this year in Indianapolis in July, they'll be discussing language for the blessing of gay unions. So that's kind of indicative of where the church is at here.
Lisa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Lisa Wangsness of the Boston Globe. You can find a link to her reporting on this weekend's vote to select a new Episcopal bishop for the Diocese of New Hampshire by going to our website, nhpr.org.